KX935.
And now for something completely different.
The anti-radio station.
All right. It's KX935, Laguna's only FM. I am Brian Holst, and I am joined by one of our performers tonight at the Marine Room Tavern at 8 p.m., Devin Dubois. How you doing, sir?
Hey, doing pretty good.
Thanks for joining us. You came all the way down from L.A. to Laguna, yeah?
Uh-huh.
90-minute drive or so.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of places have had your whereabouts incorrectly represented, it would seem. You were in Los Angeles for a few years, and now you live in Nashville. That's correct?
Correct, yeah.
And what took you out there? Was it the music scene? I know you said you're from Louisiana, so is it just a little bit closer to home?
Yeah, I had spent 3 years here in L.A., or up in L.A., and I moved out there. My label's out there, and management, and my girlfriend's out there. And
that's an important reason.
Have a little change, like, from the busyness over here. So
now, what did you do while you were in L.A.? Were you already writing music at that point, or?
Yeah, music, just involved in the arts in different ways, music and, you know, film and whatnot.
Right, and it's interesting you mentioned film, because you do seem to have a strong interest in visuals and the optics and aesthetics in that sense. If you were to go to your Instagram page right now, anyone at home right now would be seeing a whole stream of black and white, you know, high contrast images, I guess you would say. And your music video for your single is also black and white, a lot of contrast. Very, actually, I would say classic. It kind of reminds me of some of the more classic and classy music videos from, like, you know, maybe the first half of the 90s. Is there any particular reason that you like that, or is it just kind of a really good expression of yourself?
I've always been drawn to black and white photos, because a lot of my, musical heroes come from a time when there was limited to black and white. And I think black and white also forces you to really look at what's going on in the image. My music is not just limited to the music, but there is the everything else around it, who I am, and trying to, you know, give us just as much attention to the how I present the music to the music itself.
I like the music video quite a bit, I do have to say. So Long Live is going to be the first song you perform for us today, is that right?
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and get into it right now. It's live music from Devin Dubois here on KX93.5.
Couldn't hold me back. It was the light that drew me. The rain brought us together, dancing underneath a drunken sky. Her hand, I knew it was mine to hold. She could sing a song, make a madman better. I was the exception, we were wild and free. Everything before seemed for the taking. Two souls, hearts of gold, believing like the ancients from the days of old. Soon we shall be released to shine brightly. Shine brightly, shine brightly. Well, that night lives on forever. What all really happened, I will never know. Till then, we're walking in the clouds. Well, she could sing a song, make a madman better. I was the exception, we were wild and free. Everything before us seemed for the taking. Two souls, hearts of gold, believing like the ancients from the days of old. Soon we shall be released to shine brightly. We were two souls, hearts of gold, believing like the ancients from the days of old. Soon we shall be released to shine brightly. To shine brightly. To shine brightly. To shine brightly. We came out with our hands up and we were dancing. It was a sight to see. Light broke in through the canyons. All who were standing fell to their knees. We came out with our hands up and we were dancing. It was a sight to see. Light broke in through the canyons. All who were standing fell to their knees. We came out with our hands up and we were dancing. It was a sight to see. Light broke in through the canyons. All who were standing fell to their knees. Two souls, hearts of gold, believing like the ancients from the days of old, soon we shall be released.
That was Devin Dubois here in our KX93.5 studio performing his new single, Long Live. Thanks for that, Devin.
Yeah.
Sounded great. You're joined in the studio, I should mention, by your friend Stefan. Thanks for coming down. So let's talk about something I touched upon away from the microphone a bit ago, what something I consider to be, you know, the kind of like the bad I word, which is influence. I don't like to say that artists were influenced. I mean, you know, maybe they were, maybe they weren't. But I think we all have people that have inspired us. Yeah. And so I think for other people, it's easy for them to look at you and say, oh, well, he reminds me of Jack White. And if I was in your shoes, that would probably really start to grate on me after a while. So how do you handle that? Do you take that as a compliment, or is it kind of like, hey, I'm a lot more than that? I mean, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I take it as a compliment.
I mean,
yeah, definitely there's more to it, but it's like a good starting point for people to have like a reference, because...
Well, right, your album is a lot more diverse than that. I mean, I was going through some of the tracks over this week, and... I think the other track that you're going to be performing in a bit is Other Lovers. Is that correct?
Yeah, Other Lovers.
Right. And when I hear that, like, there's almost something a little bit that recalls Tom Petty to me a mm-hmm. little bit in that. And then there's another track that I was listening to earlier today, Don't Let Me Get Lonely, which is completely different than anything that you've been playing. There's a lot of piano. I heard a bass drum. Obviously, there's a bit of synth, and then there's more of an electronic type beat, if you will, for lack of a better way to put it. So it seems like you kind of cross a pretty wide sonic spectrum.
Yeah.
The video for this, I found it kind of interesting. Were you going for any sort of particular theme in general? Because I almost had a little bit of a Garden of Eden thing going on. I don't know if there was a particular look that you were going for or idea. What was sort of the creative process behind making that video?
Yeah. Well, like you were saying about the album, there's such a wide spectrum of sound and songwriting style, and that was very intentional from before the creation of the album. But it took us a minute to figure out what song should be the single, and just asking a few close friends whose opinions I trust and different, you know, music people whose opinions I trust, and we landed on Long Live. And so as you were saying earlier, there's been a lot of, you know, thought in terms of what the aesthetic is and how that supports the music and whatnot. And so with one of the strains of thought for the music video was I wanted it to best represent me as an artist, so my who I am, and then also represent the song, but also represent the themes on the album. And so that was a big goal with the music video.
Well, you know, I can see that, because to me, when I watched the video, I watched it twice today, and I almost got the sense of, oh, it's almost like the video is kind of presenting you for the first time as an artist. I don't know if it's some of the opening sequences where you're slowly turning or whatnot, but I kind of get this sort of like, it's like an unveiling or a revealing of you mm-hmm. as an artist yeah. and kind of who you are. Was that any of that, or was it just more kind of trying to make a holistic sort of representation?
Yeah, there definitely was that. There's, I mean, if you would have seen some of the stuff we wrote out on paper, like the, you know, what we wanted to communicate, that was part of it. Yeah.
Awesome. Sure. Then the other thing I had to kind of ask about the video, the animals, was there any particular choice? Because I found the dog and the horse to be interesting. There's very, again, a white and dark contrast. If you go and watch the video after this interview at home, you'll see there's a, like, I'm assuming it's a black dog. It's a black and white mm-hmm. video. So, you know, yeah. But then the horse is a very bright white. There's a bit of a little freckling, of course, but very stark. I mean, were these just kind of visual, you know?
Oh, no. Like, everything in there has a purpose and means something. And there's, you know, layers there, so it could mean a few things. But everything in there has its place.
So, moving on to Other Lovers, then, which we were just talking about. Once again, this is KX93.5. I am joined in studio with Devin Dubois, who is going to be performing at the Marine Room Tavern this evening as part of our Sound the Sea concert series, along with the singles. It's going to be at 8 p.m. We do invite you to come out and join us. He's how many songs do you have prepared for tonight, actually?
Depending. We may play, you know, six. Seven songs.
All right. It's a good venue. I'm looking forward to it. So we are going to get into Other Lovers right now. Is there anything you want to say before you guys start playing?
Thanks for listening.
Of course. This is, of course, your FM debut. You were telling me earlier that you've spent time in radio stations before, but this is your first time behind the mic and perhaps in front of the spotlight, if you will. All right. Well, you're doing a great job. So let's get into Other Lovers right now on Laguna's Only FM. KX93.5.
Laughing with the fellas, sunglasses, medicine. Last night was a good time, boys. Today I am a man. We popped it at the lookout point. She taught me how to dance. This ain't no other one-time boys. They call this here romance. Are the other lovers gonna help you out? Are the other lovers gonna stick around? Girl wouldn't believe me, so I had to kick her out. They say love is hard on the knees. Well, she had a silver crown. Then I saw her on the corner being jerked around. Darling, I ain't gonna hurt you, babe. Well, I'm just trying to help you out. Are the other lovers gonna stick around? Are the other lovers gonna help you out? Are the other lovers gonna stick around? Stick around? Get to heaven, passing through this land. There ain't nothing wrong with that. This scum out here ain't your scene, mama. These streets are far too mean for you and your beautiful mouth. Why you gonna go and do something like that? There ain't no rabbit in their hat. Oh no, oh Lord, you make me laugh, you know that? $10 just won't do. $10 just won't do. All the other lovers gonna help you out. Are the other lovers gonna stick around? Are the other lovers gonna help you out? Are the other lovers gonna stick around? Stick around?
Indeed. It's Devin Dubois here on Laguna's Only FM, KX93.5. I am Brian Holst with you for your afternoon drive or afternoon at home. And Devin is as well. He is going to be joining us along with the singles at the Marine Room Tavern this evening. Doors open at 8 p.m. I will be there, so will all of your favorite KX93.5 jocks, or your least favorite if you want to heckle them. We can go both ways. Devin, so you said you have got 5 or 6 songs picked out or so for tonight. Anything else that you want to kind of chat about before you head on over? You're a bit of a foodie, you said, so you're thinking about where you're going to eat tonight.
Yeah, looking forward to trying.
If anyone in Laguna has suggestions, please, you can call the request line, because I could only suggest one place, which I'm not going to do on air for FCC reasons, but you are welcome to call the request line. He could use some suggestions about good places to eat. You can hit us up at 949-715-KXFM once we're off air. And so you're going to eat, you're going to join us at the Marine Room Tavern. And then how long are you in Southern California right now?
I leave on Sunday, so I'll be here for a couple more days.
Do you have a couple more shows around here?
Yeah, we have a show in LA at the Bootleg Theater.
Oh, nice.
Saturday night, I believe at 8 o'clock. But you can check that out online, Bootleg Theater. You can get more of details. But yeah, it'll be an acoustic show Saturday night.
Awesome. And what else are you doing in town while you're here? Meetings, stuff like that?
Yeah, I've got a few meetings and catching up with some friends. And what else? That's really about it.
So what's ahead for you once you go back to Nashville? Are you trying to do a tour in support of this album? Or are you looking to spend more time songwriting?
Yeah, this is a combination of both. I keep myself busy writing new songs, but we're getting ready for the... just starting to get ready for the official album release, full band show in Nashville on September 12th, I believe it is. And that's going to be in Nashville, like in Germantown. So yeah, getting ready for that, and we're trying to figure out a tour situation for come December or January to start a tour. But we'll be doing some, random shows between now and then. Maybe playing a show here in LA or in LA in October. We're figuring that out, but I'm sure we'll keep everything updated for anyone interested.
How do you like Nashville compared to LA? How does it compare? Well, I've never been.
Yeah, I grew up in Louisiana, so it's a good middle ground. Like, has a lot of things to do, and Nashville's really growing. You know, music's always been there, but
there's a huge music scene there.
Yeah, business and food, which I love food, but
yes, you do. Well, I won't keep you and your food separated any longer. You can go and chow down before you perform at the Marine Room Tavern tonight. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And
good time.
Thanks to your whose name I'm forgetting, and I feel awful.
Stefan,
thank you so much for coming in as well.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, music continues right now with a cover of Lana Del Rey on Laguna's Only FM from LA's Speak Out.